Today, scientists announced they've found the bones of a type of human they've never seen before. In some ways, it looks like a primitive ancestor of humans that lived millions of years ago, but apparently it lived alongside modern humans. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on a discovery that could rewrite the story of human evolution.
Thousands of years ago, the islands of eastern Indonesia resembled a sort of Alice in Wonderland menagerie. Isolated by water, they were hothouses for evolution. Bizarre animals lived there, dwarf elephants the size of water buffaloes, and the alligator-sized Komodo dragon. Last year, scientists from Australia's University of New England were digging in a limestone cave on the island of Flores. They found stone tools, but no sign of their makers. Then, recalls project leader Mike Morwood, they found a tiny skeleton.
So small, originally we thought it was a very young child, about 3 years old. And then when we looked at the teeth, we realized it was an adult woman, about a meter high, with a very, very small brain.
3 feet high, it had a sloping face and a skull that would have held a chimp-sized brain. Many bones were primitive, like the bones of Australopithecus, an ancient human ancestor in Africa that died out over a million years ago. But when the team analyzed the bones and sediment to see when this creature died, they got a shock. It died just 18,000 years ago.
And when the dates first came in, the physical anthropologist we're working with, Peter Brown, said they can't be right. The skeleton has too many primitive features to be so young. But it was right.
Anthropologist Peter Brown and others think this is what happened. A form of early human called Homo erectus migrated out of Africa, perhaps a million years ago. Some of them settled in the Indonesian archipelago. That much scientists have known. But on Flores, something strange took place. Insular dwarfing. Sometimes mammals living on islands where there are few predators slowly evolve into miniatures. There are, in fact, lots of fossilized dwarf elephants on the island. The same thing must have happened to Homo erectus. They got small. Elsewhere in the world, Homo erectus was evolving into modern humans like us. But new side branches also appeared, like the Neanderthals. Team anthropologist Peter Brown says the Indonesian creature is yet another branch, but one that outlasted Neanderthals by 20,000 years.
If a Neanderthal walked down the street wearing, you know, standard human clothes, you wouldn't be all that surprised, particularly if they're wearing a hat. But there's no way one of these small critters could walk down the street and you wouldn't be surprised. They're extremely different.
Yet still part of a human tribe, the scientists argue. They made tools and hunted dwarf elephants, but were physically unlike modern pygmies. The scientists call the species Homo floresiensis, and the first skeleton they found, Hobbit. They worked with the Indonesian Center for Archaeology and described the creature in the latest issue of the journal Nature. Paleontologist Dan Lieberman of Harvard University saw the paper before publication.
It's something that nobody expected. It's just surprising. When I first saw the paper to review, my first reaction was that it was a hoax, that it was somebody was trying to pull my leg.
Lieberman and other scientists say the evidence looks solid, and they suspect this creature mingled with modern humans.
We live in a very odd time now in which there's only one species of Homo around. But until recently in human evolution, we shared the planet with other closely related species. They're just all gone now.
The Australian team has found more tiny skeletons, these only 13,000 years old. They also say indigenous people on the island recall stories their ancestors told about naked little people living in caves on the island. Caves the team plans to explore next year. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.